The head of the University of the South Pacific says he will continue in his role despite being deported from Fiji. Vice Chancellor Professor Paul Aluwalia and his partner were detained in their Suva home by police and immigration officials late last night, then put on a plane bound for Brisbane this morning. The move has provoked outrage and condemnation from staff, students, opposition politicians and human rights groups. Professor Aluwalia believes he's been deported because he raised concerns about widespread mismanagement at the university under his predecessor. Here he is speaking to our reporter, Liam Fox.
It was a normal Wednesday night as Sandy and I went to bed. I think it was about just after 11 o'clock at night, somebody was knocking on our bedroom. We have these sort of shutters just outside our door in the house for the vice chancellor in the backyard. And I know for a fact that I had locked the back door. And there was and gate, and there was no way that that anybody could get there. So I'm surmising that they broke the or they have a key or something that they entered illegally into the property from through the backyard. And the person kept screaming, saying that we need you to come to the front. Security needs to see you. And I said, I don't know you. And so anyway, we in the end we did go forward. And to there, and then there was a guy who said he was the director of compliance with the immigration department. And there were about 15 men and maybe two women, and including a medical doctor, who of course did the COVID test on us. And then I said, well, I need to know who you are before I open the door. And he said, well, if you don't open this door within 3 seconds, we'll break the door down. So we let him in. And then I was trying to speak to the Australian High Commissioner. Then about four people just sort of manhandled me and grabbed my phone off me and really sort of roughed me up. They were very apologetic later, but that's what happened. We're told to pack for 3 days. We packed as much as we could. They didn't tell us where we were going, what we were doing. They drove us all the way to Nandi at quite high speed. We arrived in Nandi just around 3 o'clock in the morning, and then we were escorted by immigration to a waiting room, and we stayed there till about nearly 10 o'clock.
How were you feeling while all this was going on?
Well, I think we were just both in extreme shock. Never been really had that kind of experience in our life, that somebody would invade your personal space, your house. Especially when I don't believe that, not either Sandy or I have done anything wrong. This is a classic case of really sort of beating the whistleblower up. And there was no explanation, nothing given.
Why do you think you and Sandra were removed?
I think it's because there is a council meeting tomorrow. And in that council meeting, it was quite clear that there were two things that are going to be discussed. One is the position of the pro-chancellor and the chair of the Audit and Risk Committee. And I think this is a preemptive move. And also at that meeting, council was going to look at my contract, which at the moment says that it is at the behest of the Fiji government. But of course, the council was going to debate on changing that the vice-chancellor could operate out of any of the other 11 countries of the university.
Would it be fair to say you've been at odds with the Fijian government? There's been tension there almost since you got there.
I wouldn't say that I have anything against the Fiji government. I think all of my tensions were really with the pro-chancellor of the university, who was also obviously saw himself being a target of the my original allegations, and the BDO report, which has been made public through the social media, as very clearly stated that there was a crisis of governance, which they hadn't presided over in a proper fashion. Liam, I think in short, I think I'm the whistleblower who's been or the messenger who's been shot.
And so, what do you plan to do now? What can you do now?
So we are going to fly to Nauru tomorrow at the request of the president of Nauru. The intention is that once council sorts it out, I will continue to operate as the vice chancellor of the university. It'll obviously be a different country.